So I'm going to talk about health impact assessment as a tool to use in school siting decisions. And a lot of what there is to be said about health impact assessment has been touched on, at least. And I think that, in some sense, the most important things about health impact assessment is it allows us to ask that health be considered in siting decisions, not just how much does the land cost, and not even just, is this a toxic site? You know, are there a lot of contaminants on it? So it allows for this broad look at health effects and for considering health determinants, the kinds of things that Rachel talked about. So health assessment is it's a systematic process that uses a lot of different data sources and analytic methods and tries to involve stakeholders to determine health effects, many different kinds of health effects coming from this view of looking at health as not being determined by your genes or your access to medical care, or at least not just those things, but also health social and environmental and economic determinants of health. And importantly, health impact assessment allows us to make recommendations that will either enhance whatever the project is that you're doing, or at least ameliorate its negative health effects. So this is just another way of saying what I just said before. We'll skip that. But a health impact assessment is supposed to ensure that health actually gets significant consideration in making decisions. So there's a whole process for doing health impact assessment. It includes these elements. Screening means that you decide whether or not you should be doing a health impact assessment at all. Which depends on whether health impact, the assessment will have an impact on the decision. Is there a need for a health impact assessment? And are there time and resources to do the assessment before the decision gets made? Scoping means that you think about what are the populations that are going to be affected by these decisions. So is the only population that's going to be affected by a school siting decision the kids and the faculty and the other people who work at the school, or does a school siting decision have the potential to influence other people and populations in the community? What questions do you want to ask in making this decision? What kind of data are available? What kinds of alternatives are available? Is this like a done deal? The school's going to be here no matter what. And who do you need to make this health impact assessment happen? The actual assessment tries to look at what the actual expected effects of the proposal and the alternatives might be. What are the causal pathways for health effects that you need to consider and possibly therefore change? What's the baseline health status of the populations that you're going to look at? And then obviously, what are the beneficial or negative health effects of the decision that's being made? And the whole process, all of these steps, are ideally supposed to include stakeholders. And the more time and the more thorough your health impact assessment is, the more that you would involve stakeholders. So once you do your assessment, you make recommendations, whether to go with the original proposal, whether to go with one of the alternatives. And most importantly, what kinds of things can be done to mitigate adverse effects and optimize beneficial ones. and what kinds of specific actions are possible, what's feasible, what's practical. And also a health assessment is supposed to respond to existing regulatory and policy in the sense that, you know, if there's a law that says you have to do this or you can't do that in relationship to school siting, which, as we've heard, there aren't too many, but even if there's policies or guidelines that the health assessment is supposed to respond to those things specifically. Reporting is what you would think that reporting is, you know, getting this information that you've gathered and the analysis that you've done out to the public and coming up with a dissemination strategy so that the information gets out to both to the decision makers and to anybody who can influence the decision makers. And then once you've gone through all of this, you want to do monitoring and evaluation. This means what happened? Did you do the health impact assessment the way that you planned to do it? Did anybody pay any attention to the results? And if anybody paid any attention to the results, what in fact were the impacts on health in the community? So one thing to consider is that, you know, there's big health assessments, health impact assessments, and little health impact assessments, if you will. So that you could do something in, you know, a matter of weeks that's sort of a desktop exercise that uses only available information and doesn't try to come up with elaborate strategies for quantifying impact or results, and has also limited engagement of stakeholders. And then, you know, you could do a sort of a medium-sized health impact assessment, which is normally what gets done, where you look at the literature, you know, any kind of information that you might have about your site or you might have about health impacts, and relies on the kind of data that Rachel was telling us about that other people have collected for, not necessarily for these purposes, but that are applicable, does try to quantify the impacts, and it has a much broader attempt to engage the community and to engage stakeholders. And then you can do really maximum health impact assessment, which in a lot of ways is just a more intensive version, but might include the collection of actual new data and a lot more participation by the community. And obviously, the decision on which kind of impact assessment you do is going to depend on how much time and how much resources you have. There's not much point in engaging in a process that lasts so long the decision's been made before you get your impact analysis done. So a health impact assessment for schools allows you to consider, or allows you to ask decision makers to consider, a lot more things than just not only, you know, how much does the site cost, and whether it's being built on a waste site, but these other kinds of issues that have been touched on. What's the infrastructure where the site is? What's the transportation? Is it going to encourage or discourage walking to school or biking to school? What's the traffic safety situation? What's the air quality? What are the issues of water quality in terms of how, you know, impervious the land is? There's a number of organizations that are encouraging people as they build schools to build whole series of cisterns and other kinds of sophisticated ways for dealing with runoff and preserving water, especially in places like Southern California where that's really important. What's the situation in terms of noise, and how could, if if you're building in a place that's really noisy, then what kind of mitigation efforts could you take on? And then issues related to nutrition, and by social capital, part of what's meant is this a site where it's only going to be used for a school, or it could be used what's called now a community-centered school, so that the community could be using it in off hours? And how likely is that? So school is not just a building. It affects and is affected by transport, all these other kinds of things. And it's a potential for community activity, which has the possibility of impacting health, because it can increase social capital, networking, and even access to physical activity and healthy food. You know, is this a site where you could put a school garden or have a farmer's market? Any number of things like that. And what's the impact of siting the school in this location as proposed on water quality and as well as air quality? So the two really key things about the whole health impact assessment process is that it has the potential to engage the community, which means that you would think about and hear about a whole lot of health effects that you might not have considered otherwise, and also the process of engaging the community might lead you to having a community that's more engaged in the school and more engaged not just in the siting process, but in everything that goes after that. And that it also considers the health impacts, not just on the school, the immediate school community, but on the community as a whole. So a lot of materials have now been developed, or some materials have now been developed for actually doing health impact assessments. This is just an example of one that comes out of Phoenix, I think. And they developed this 8-page checklist for thinking about health impacts of schools. So when you do a health impact assessment, you have this opportunity, even if it isn't feasible, or even if the decision makers decide that even though you didn't think this was a great site, or the health impact assessment didn't conclude that this was a great site, that if it's going to be used, then you can do things that will make it better, or at least make it less bad. That maybe you orient the school in a different direction, maybe you do things that will reduce traffic, increase pedestrian safety, have lots of noise attenuation built into the school, things like that. So you can do things, and the health impact assessment allows you to make recommendations about what things you can do, even if you can't change the base site. Of course, nothing is free. If you really want to do an assessment, you have to have all these things. In fact, Daryl and I considered applying to get to do a health impact assessment, and we decided it wasn't feasible because we had none of them, except possibly the concern. But that you do have to have time and people and money and some of the basic data. Training is more and more available. There's quite a number of places that are providing training for people who want to learn how to do health impact assessments. I know UCLA has a center that's doing it. I think Berkeley has a center that's doing it. And there's some other folks around the country. That's it. Okay, so questions, comments, and thank you very much to our panel.